Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey there. Hope you're doing all right. Hope things are going okay. I'm glad you're here. No Longer Hopeless podcast. Glad to have you here. Also, if you're not doing all right, I'm really glad you're here. This is a great place to come because people need the chance to be no longer hopeless. So thank you for tuning in. Thanks for stopping by. I hope that your day has gone well, your year has gone well. We're getting towards the end of it by the time of this recording, middle of December already. Amazing. Well, I was wanting to give to you a new focus today. I mean, we talked a couple of episodes ago about the series God's Generals, and I wanted to talk to you about the second one in that series and where it's a lot of hope, it's encouraging, it's strengthening. And this is, again, by a man named Roberts Liardin, and it's R-O-B-E-R-T-S, Roberts Liardin, L-I-A-R-D-O-N. Now, this one's called God's Generals, The Roaring Reformers. Here's how it's described. And I'll leave a description, I'll leave a link in the description below of the podcast of where you could get this book if you'd like to check it out. I encourage you. It's one I have in my library. I find a lot of hope from it. Here's how it's described. Every generation needs a reformation. In the second volume of God's Generals, read about the men God used to pioneer dramatic changes in the thinking and understanding of the religious culture of their day. In an atmosphere of oppression and darkness, the reformers came with revelation from God and translations of the Bible into the common language. Some of them paid with their own lives for the freedom of worship we enjoy today. Roberts Liardin will introduce you to six men who fought to reintroduce the belief and principles of the early church. Read the stories of John Wycliffe, John Huss, Martin Luther, John Calvin, John Knox, and George Fox. Journey with them through their periods of enlightenment as well as through their periods of persecution. Dr. Oral Roberts calls this volume in the God's General series a monumental work to stir men's souls. As you read these men's stories and view their hard-to-find, revealing portraits, you'll discover people who sacrificed everything in their dedication for God and appreciate anew the freedom you have to worship. You'll also find a new boldness to share the love of God with those around you and to obey Him with the same courage and strength and conviction as of one of God's generals. It's a really great description. So I'll leave a link in the description of this podcast. I'd really encourage you to get all of the books of the God's General series, but this one's a very good one. So I want to read a quick tour of the back. It says, "The victorious generals, their powerful secrets revealed. In an atmosphere of oppression and darkness, the reformers came with revelation from God and translations of the Bible into the common language. You'll be introduced to six men who fought to reintroduce beliefs and principles of the early church. You'll journey with them through periods of enlightenment as their periods of persecution. As you read about these men who sacrificed everything in their fight for God and view the many revealing photos, you will appreciate the freedom you have to worship, find encouragement for your spiritual battles, be motivated to find biblical truth for your own life." So a quick, again, I mentioned this in the other episode, but I just want to make sure there's credit due. A quick information on Roberts Liardin, the author. He is the founder of Spirit Life Bible College in Irvine, California, president of Roberts Liardin Ministries. He is also the founder of Embassy Christian Center in Orange County, which serves as a base for his humanitarian outreach that includes assistance to the poor and needy in South California and throughout the world. Roberts received his call to ministry as an 8-year-old. Since then, he has diligently endeavored to follow the call through preaching and teaching God's word. He has preached in many nations and extensive ministry in Europe, Asia, and Africa. As a best-selling author, Roberts has expanded his ministry to the printed page. Over 4 dozen books have been translated into more than 50 languages and circulated throughout the world. Robert's writings reflects his belief that the church can fulfill its call and bring revival by combining God's word and the moving of his spirit. As a church historian, Roberts possesses a wealth of knowledge regarding great leaders of three Christian movements, Pentecostal, divine healing, and charismatic. He embarked on his in-depth studies as a teenager and has continued those studies throughout adulthood. Roberts has established ongoing research by founding the Reformers and Revivalist Historical Museum in California. Through the museum and the God's Generals books series, Roberts preserves the treasure of our Christian heritage. And I really think that's one of the reasons I like this book series a lot, is because it's that right there. It's part of our Christian heritage. It's part of learning the roots that you come from. What did the people have to endure to get us where we are today? Now, the six, again, mentioned in this book, and I'm just going to highlight just one of them, but the six is John Wycliffe and John Huss, Martin Luther, John Calvin, John Knox, and George Fox. If those names don't ring a bell, all the more reason you should get this book, because these are absolute founders of the faith. Yes, I understand the Bible is the Bible, and they are the true founders of the faith. These are men that have helped the faith continue. I'm going to share with you just a brief portion read from the book about John Knox. He is a Scottish reformer. One of his most famous lines is, "Oh God, give me Scotland or I die." He would pray that often as he prayed for his country, Scotland. The title, this is on page, I'm just going to read just page 260 to 261. So the title of this is John Knox, The Sword Bearer. So here we go. Listen to this. "Of all the reformers, John Knox has the most unjustly despised, criticized, and hated. Even in our generation, writers have bluntly written of their dislike for him. He has been criticized by many for his crude prophetic strength, his boldness, and his thirst for blood of those who deceive the people. The name of John Knox, it was used much like that of the boogeyman, a harsh and frightening figure used to keep small children from wandering off into the woods. For generations, Knox had been compared to the outspoken Old Testament prophets, Elijah, Jeremiah, and repeatedly John the Baptist. It's amazing how soon these critics forgot or forget that John the Baptist was esteemed by Jesus. If Jesus called John great and contemporaries think of Knox as crude, then it seems to me that, in our intellectual study of history, we have missed the treasure that heaven esteems. My purpose is to reveal these treasures, along with his mistakes, in the life and ministry of John Knox, so that we may realize and understand that the spirit of reform has never been birthed in peaceful ivory towers. John Knox was a wild, yet focused, Scottish patriot. Sometimes, as I studied him, I thought of his resemblance of the Scottish warrior, William Wallace. Wallace died over 200 years before Knox was born, but the two shared a passionate dedication to their cause. In a different arena than Wallace, Knox was a swashbuckling prophetic preacher who had at one time carried a two-edged sword, willing to die for his Scotland before he would allow the heresy of the Catholic Church to dominate it. He fought three queens and a host of Catholic hierarchy, experiencing the pain of prejudice and a persecution so brutal it would make your skin crawl. When the Protestants' cause would weaken, the people looked to Knox to rally their strength with his fiery messages. He was a trumpet in the loudest and brightest form, and the message he blared shook Scotland, England, France, Germany, and John Calvin's Geneva. He was a man for his generation, and he rose to meet every second of it, even when it seemed like he sat idle. Knox wrote tracts and pamphlets so searing that they stirred persecution and hatred for his message generations after his death. Get ready for a wild adventure as we explore the ruthless and passionate ministry of the greatest Scottish reformer to date, John Knox." That's just a small sample, but man, isn't that good? I just hear that. I just want to keep going because, man, that's really good. And what is it good? It's just encouraging and strength and hope that there are men in history and men and women that will take a stand for what's right and not be afraid. lest I give me Scotland or I die. What a great prayer. What about your country? Give me, insert your country, dear listener, or I die. And what is it? Give it for the Lord. Anyway, this is a great book series. This is volume 2. It's called God's Generals, The Roaring Reformers. I'm going to put a link in the description. I encourage you, if you have not gotten this book, check it out. Get this book. All of the series is good. If those names do not ring a bell to you, I encourage you, definitely check it out. If those names do ring a bell to you, I bet you don't know their whole story. And I'm telling you, Roberts does a great job bringing out their story. Again, the names are John Wycliffe, John Huss, Martin Luther, John Calvin, John Knox, and George Fox. I read the introduction to John Knox's chapter. It's pretty amazing reading. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you found this helpful. This is an encouragement to you. That's the purpose of doing this. I want you to be able to come here and be no longer hopeless. Absolutely, the word is the word is the word. And the Bible is where you always should go to be no longer hopeless. That's your ultimate form of hope. My goal, like we mentioned in the earlier podcast episodes, my goal in this season is to show you and showcase hope is all around you. The Bible, absolutely yes. But I will be throughout this season showcasing books that are in my personal library that I've gotten hope from. I'm going to be doing interviews throughout. And if you haven't had a chance, listen, I just interviewed Prophet John Mark Poole a couple episodes ago. Go back and check that out. It's very encouraging, full of hope for you. It's a great message. And I'm really glad that you had a chance to listen. If you found this encouraging, pass it on. Tell others. Let others have the chance to experience no longer hopeless. Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in, and let's see what happens next time. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for L&L Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.